everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Podcast. This is a short format episode podcast that you can listen to while you're doing your business on the pot. Or the forecast was for 1 to 3 inches, and it's you've gotten 1 inch within 10 minutes.
Well, it's not wrong yet.
No, not wrong yet, but it's still snowing, and it's snowing hard. So you decide today's not the day to go out driving. Turn on an episode of our podcast and binge it while you're watching the snow fall.
Just driving? Like just driving to drive?
Driving to drive. Oh. Or, you know.
Dope.
Doing anything else.
Sick. You got a Mustang?
You know, Mustang, the snow vehicle. Mm-hmm. I'm Katie.
And I'm Liz. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Liz.
What are we talking about today?
Liz, we know about Mount Olympus in Washington, but have you heard of Mount Olympus on Mars?
I don't think so.
I'm going to tell you about it today. So the official name is Olympus Mons, and it is the largest volcano in the solar system.
Awesome.
Liz, this volcano is so massive that it is the size of like the...
Your mom!
it is the like square mileage size, very similar to Arizona.
Yeah, that's accurate for your mom. Terry Spencer, you're not very big. You're actually quite skinny and in shape.
Terry Spencer's tiny. So it's 374 miles across and 16 miles tall, which means it's taller than Mount Everest.
Oh, wow.
I know. Let me show you this picture of comparison for Olympus Mons and Everest. And then there's also another comparison that I want to tell you about, which is Mauna Loa, which is the largest volcano on Earth, right here in Hawaii, USA.
Hang loose. Hawaii, USA. Hi, US.
And that rises. So the comparison there is a little bit more complicated because that rises 6.3 miles above the seafloor. But there's a lot of
water
and height underneath the mm-hmm. water. Mm-hmm. So that one, that comparison's a little bit more complicated. But this, when I first heard of this massive, huge volcano, my instant reaction was this thing explodes, like erupts. It's going to destroy the entirety of the solar system.
Yeah, but I doubt that there's like magma floating around in Mars.
Well, yeah. So it's a shield volcano. So instead of like exploding, it just kind of...
Yeah, we talked about it with that that cave in Africa where all that disease came from.
Yeah, we did talk about that. If you have not listened to that episode, go check it
out.
Go
check out the cave disease episode.
Don't remember what that was called though. So, Liz, I know that I told you that it's higher than Mount Everest, whose peak is 5.5 miles above sea level. So just for a little bit more visualization, it's 3 times higher than Everest.
Well, that's not really going to help my visualization because I don't even know what Everest looks like.
But the interesting thing is because it's so like massively wide, it doesn't... Like, if you were standing next to it on Mars, you're standing on Mars, it's, like, such a slight incline. It just kind of looks, it doesn't look, like, as huge as it does.
Mm.
The last eruption of Olympus Mons was 25 million years ago. Hmm. And scientists don't really know, you know, when the next eruption could be. But again, it won't be like hugely explosive. It just is kind of a leakage thing and just makes the mountain bigger as it erupts.
So it just leaks mountain.
Leaks mountain. Magma. So there. So I just kind of wanted to tell you about something out of this world, Liz.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I don't think I've ever really thought about volcanoes on other planets and the fact that they could erupt or just
be massively huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
What's that inside of my body?
Seepage of some sort.
Yeah.
And also a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. See you next time.
Bye.